The name of Jesus is greater than all other names. Wherever you are tonight, beloved, I want to call him his name. Call the name of Jesus. All the names you know Jesus, there begin to call him.
Yes. If there are two hours, you have just three prayer points for praying for your student. So my Father and my God, the day you visited Abraham, that was end of glory in his soul. Tonight,
you are the only one around. Don't bother what happens around you. Thank you, Father. Lift your two hands to him again.
Father. This world for people now. People will begin to ask you, why are you happy all the times? When you tell them, you are not enough. The world is about being over your class now. In the name of Jesus. Father, our eyes are on you. Glorify your name. Holy Spirit, you could be this place. Charge this place with silence. With wonders, with miracles. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, King of Glory. In Jesus' name, you are blessed. If you are blessed, shout it louder. Amen. God bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Once again, I bring greetings from our headquarters church, starting from our beloved General Overseer, Dr. Daniel Olukoya. We shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm sure he's here with us in the spirit. And that very covenant that established that ministry will work mightily here tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. And nobody under this ministration is permitted to go home the same way he came in the name of Jesus Christ. By the power of it that sent us, God will transform your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Irrespective of what have limited or hindered you, whatsoever that could not stop you from coming to this service is not qualified enough to hinder your blessing in the name of Jesus Christ. So what receive your blessing. Receive your blessing. In the name of Jesus. Don't wait till we begin to pray. Even as the word begins to come out, things will begin to happen in your life. Because God has spoken ahead of this meeting and has prepared every one of us for his glory in Jesus' name. So I'll be sharing with us very quickly from the book of Judges. Judges chapter 11 now. Make sure you open your Bibles to that place. Judges chapter 11. Because we might need to read some places there together. So you better open to that place. Ask your neighbor, are you with your Bible? Thank you, Jesus. From verse 1. Now, I mean, whenever you see the word now in the Bible, it is now. Tell your neighbor, it is now. Now. The Gileadite was a mighty man of valor, and he was the son of an Alot. And Gilead begat Jephthah. And Gilead's wife bare him sons, and his wife's sons grew up, and they thrust out the rejected, the expelled, the trim out, that is Jephthah, and said to him, thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of a strange man. Is somebody following me? God bless that fellow. Then Jephthah fled. When the entire family said you should go, what do you go? They will stone you to death. He fled from his brethren. Whatsoever that will make you to flee from your brethren, may the fire of God destroy you. And dwell in the land of Tob. And there were gathered vain men. Somebody say vain men. Vain men. You will not gather with vain people. Vain. Who are the vain people? In where I came from, pastor we know, and some of us that maybe stay in that development for some time, they call them area boys. So this boy or this man became an area boy. There could be area men too, not boss boys. Those people you see at the bus stop, they are not going anywhere. They don't want any vehicle. They are not the driver. Amen. They thank God they are not coming here. But you see them in our environment. How they call it? Lagos. Lagos is not going anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord.
And he can bounce on the driver and beat him to nonsense. Praise the name of the Lord. He can do anything in the name of money. That was what they turned this man to. Any power assigned to turn your life to nonsense, the Lord will turn it to it. Tell you what is why you are here tonight. Alright. This message is an assignment, beloved. Assignment from the Almighty to some people, specific people. No matter how few we are tonight here. It's an assignment that God wants to do in your life, that by the time you enter into the new year, something that only thing you thought you have lost, they begin to roll in the name of Jesus Christ. God is not a waster of his word. And God is a God of purpose. I'm sure our Father in law will not just say, okay, oh yeah, with all the money for the ticket and everything, you just go to America and without any purpose. There's a purpose why the Lord is bringing this message to you. It's a special program, and God will do something special in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. So, I want us to pray, and I want to talk on what I call overcoming the spirit of rejection. Overcoming the spirit of rejection. I will see you further. Where did we stop? Verse 3. Verse 4 now. And it came to pass in process of time that the children of Ammon made war against Israel. And it was so that when the children of Ammon made war against Israel, the elders of Gilead went to whom again? To fetch whom now? Jephthah. When the area boys were attacking them, they now look for somebody who can handle area work box to handle them. It is only when they are in trouble that they remembered him. When the family was going, everything was smooth, and it was time to begin to enjoy the benefit of their father, the work the father has done, they chase him out. Any power attempt to chase any of you away from your place of blessing, go and chase that power away from your place. Thank you, Jesus. Are you following him? Yes. And Jephthah said unto the elder of Gilead, did you not hate me and expel me out of my father's house? Why are you now coming unto me now when you are in distress? And the elder of Gilead said unto Jephthah, therefore we turn again to thee now, that thou may go with us and fight against the children of Ammon. He's a fighter. The only name we want to use as a fighter. There are some people that the enemy, you know, they are so the enemy just using us here. It's only when they need us, we shall go into the details now. And by the time this realization comes, when your eyes is open, beloved, you are going to pray more than anybody here tonight. Amen. Even your dream will be praying. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. A brother came to me recently. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He said, he's a minister. He said, what I explained with my wife? I said, what happened now? Amen. Amen. The wife just, all they slept together on the same bed very early hour in the morning. It's like the man just gave the woman kick out like that. What is wrong, Danny? Amen. He said, thank God for your life. I just killed two snakes now. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because we just pray some prayer in the church overnight, and the man went home. Amen. So, some of you, all those things that are in your heart, in your head, they ought not to be there. Their place is underneath your feet. Amen. And they shall go to their places. And you shall take them to God. Beloved, we are in the dying minutes of this year. And beloved, everything can happen in the dying minutes. I don't know whether you remember 1 year like that, there was a World Cup. Now Russia and Nigeria were playing that time. If you are good in football, if you like, you remember the year now. Before you know, they gave us
4-0, am I correct? Everybody lost hope. Ah, these people, they are Russia, they are Russians. But I'm going for but the second half, before you knew it, they gave them the four back. We eventually gave them two. Somebody, whom you already know, you have been locked down this year. You are going to end this year victoriously. Where you came in, God has your feeling that has everything about you is preparing something good for you. For the coming year, it's a year of great new beginning. Amen. That's why this end of this month now, all the things they look as if they were not. It's a very powerful and dangerous name. Amen. There was a book of soldier. And there was a man who was a kind of a potential murderer. He has a dagger in his pocket, in his inner pocket. He said he wanted to listen to the last sermon. And he was going to kill his wife. But the man who said that they talk about the name of Jesus. Said, this is dagger. I wanted to go and kill my wife, but something has gotten my luck down. Every good man walking the power because of you. As a child of God, seven times now, they shall be paralyzed. In the name of Jesus, shout in the name of Jesus, seven times. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Encounter the power of the name of Jesus several ways. I have no doubt in my mind as far as the capacity and the capability, the efficacy and the efficiency in that name. That is in that name, efficiency in that name. Because there was a fire outbreak, I mean, you are used to that in this environment, and a whole street was burning just like that. Then I was a woman who was a widow. That house was willing to her and the children. And he started calling Jesus. He said, there's no room. It's about 4-bedroom apartment, you know, four block of whatever flat. The other tenant there, they are making use of one. He said, from this tenancy, that's where I paid the school fee of the children. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And with the full glare of everybody, the father left that very building and left to the other room. That is not even the testimony. The testimony is that there was an outbreak in the house, in the environment. When he saw that one, and he had read out the incantation, the divination, the thing was not working. He started coming to the room. And that is God. The Father also loved the hands of the other. And another, if the Lord honored his name in the mouth of others, I will call this name till I see him. And I see people teach you come out from the woman without an operation by the name of Jesus. That's the truth. With my Kurokuru eyes, I see a new man. Praising God. As you lift that name up, you shall be lifted. In the name of Jesus Christ. So, could it be God? Could I know a brother in an intercessory group at the headquarters church. They married about 15 years ago now. But he came to me. He said, Pastor, my wife said, I hate you. I said, he hated him. Your wife said that. I said, and he said, he's afraid. Somebody saying this every day could kill her, could kill him. I said, don't worry. Hatred is a name. There's another name. Whenever you see that man, begin to chant the name of Jesus. Jesus. Don't say it loud. Amen. Amen. Jesus. Amen. Amen. The same word is not saying my name. I love you. Amen. It is well with you.
Amen.
Let's go very quickly to have text again. The book of Judges, chapter 11. Amen. Beloved, the word rejection is not in the beginning. Everything God created, if I said they were very, very good, I'm not going to say they were excellent. Who will reject an excellent thing? But when the devil cast the spell of rejection on the fellow, even people that you assisted, people that you helped, they begin to hate you. I know a case. The brother, we happened to be in the same office in those days. I don't know, most of my friends were older than myself. This one was almost twice my age, but we are friends to the glory of God. And we are Christians. But before he became born again, there was a man, a woman that sponsored his degree program. But one or the other, when it was time to get married to them, I mean to that very lady, they transferred him from her office from Lagos to Port Harcourt. Only for the lady to go and greet him on the weekend, another woman has come. And as I'm talking now, there's no marriage between them. What happened was that? A spell of rejection, a mark of rejection was placed upon the younger lady. And that's why at the last minute, yes, she has spent her money, and unfortunately they were not born again, she must have spent her body too. Yes, everything was wasted. All your wasted years and efforts shall be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Suffering from this spirit will be rejected by his own brethren. Don't forget, they only use him as a slave, like area boy. When they have serious death work to do, they will call him. But when benefit is available, it's nowhere to be found. Even they come, they say, who calls you? Look at the book of Solomon, the Song of Solomon now. Song of Solomon chapter 1 verse 6. How many of us read the Song of Solomon before? It's a very wonderful book. Praise the Lord. The book in the Bible is a complete book. Shout hallelujah. There's nothing you don't see in the Bible. Even romance. Shout hallelujah. Spiritual romance is there. Everything. Not the dirty, the wicked one people are doing. This is, look not upon me because I'm black. Thank God all of us are black here. There are no white men. Even Pastor is darker than myself. Because the Son looked upon me. My mother's children were angry with me. They made me the king. But my own vial I have not kept. I don't know what you are, that's what I'm saying. The brother of this man called Jephthah, they will not allow him to keep his own vial. That's why I think when this
is upon a man, it does not matter what is suffering at home, what the children are suffering. He could spend anything for girlfriends outside. He could spend everything on his extended family, but his immediate family may be suffering in the spirit of rejection. Because it is those your immediate people that they are the guarantee members of your family. I don't know what you understand what I'm saying. And so the person as a result don't go except he is delivered from this spirit. Every person that is suffering from this spirit of rejection cannot fulfill his destiny. The general will be feeling, you know, that is not coming back to be their leader. I mean, I've seen two or three cases where a whole church will say they don't want their pastor. He must go. Yes, I've seen it. Not only in NFM, in different places. Because they are put upon spiritual rotation. He almost killed himself to satisfy them. Yes, it's not appreciated. Maybe that is your case in your place of work. You do everything, but somebody is taking the recognition. It's a special program. I want you to take it as such. That God will move in your life. God will move in your home. God will move in the life of your children. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. You know, such a person at a time, he himself begin to feel inadequate. He could resort to suicide at times. So the person, no matter how she cooks for her husband, is not appreciated. Amen. It could be, she may even be a professional caterer. So how long are we going to teach you? Your food is too peppery. Amen. Rejection. Laboring in vain. And before you know, the person will develop what we call inferiority complex. And that's a very dangerous level. That's a platform for, you know, depression. And that will bring a strong word of oppression now. Every two things now will begin to affect the spirit man. Everywhere under such canopy, the name of Jesus is breaking up. You feel verse 2. That's where we're at now. Verse 2. Genesis 11:2. What did he say there? Let's read together now. I told you we are going to read together now. Let's read verse 2 together now. 11:2. Genesis. Okay, that's American way of reading it. Let's do it African way now. Amen. And Gilead's wife bearing sons, and his wife grew up, and they dropped out chapter and said unto him, "Thou shalt not inherit in our father's house, for thou art the son of his." Beloved, whatsoever any reason is not valid. Any reason they are giving there is just a fallacy. And fallacious. David, the great grandfather of the Lord Jesus Christ, nobody could say this is his mother too. To the extent that when that prophet came to the house of Jesse to pick the next king of Israel, nobody could. Nobody even thought about him. He was not even to be reckoned with. But something was on him called favor. The opposite of rejection is favor. Friend who is carrying this favor all over the world now, and I believe I'm a partaker too. He came to me, I don't know what I've shared with you here. He came to me, he said, "Pastor, would I die the way God is? Is it God blessing me or something else?" If you are used to the Indians, you will know that in fact they don't marry anybody from outside. Because it will be very rare for them to marry somebody from outside. It's like a clear, I don't know what to explain it. It's more than family. But this time, somebody just introduced him to somebody. And they asked him to come to India. It's a pharmacy. And they took him to part of their factory. They said, all the product manufactured here from now henceforth shall be branded in the name of your organization. And you're going to be distributed all over the world. It was the same way somebody called him in Italy too. Favor. You know, when it comes, you begin to be afraid. The people rejoice. You begin to say, what did I do? Are you hearing what I'm saying now? God will touch somebody here. Yeah. There are some testimonies I don't want to be ashamed to be as if you are bragging. This year, 2007, I have 3 houses in my name without blinking, I mean, just lifting a block up without any single kobo of mine there or dollar or whatever you call it. Amen. Somebody I did not know from Ghana just called me. I've gotten a land for you. I said, a land, what am I going to do with there? He said, consider it done. And the building is on. Praise the name of the Lord. In Nigeria, if I move to one of them, just last month, I've moved to one to the glory of God. Amen. I'm not in the banking sector. I'm not in the oil sector. But there's a favor upon my life. That favor is coming upon my life too. In the name of Jesus Christ. I mean, if you are working this environment and you build 3 houses in Nigeria or in Ghana, wherever you came from, in a year, it's a great achievement. And I believe God will do more than that in your life. The name of the Lord. You know what amazes me was that I asked one of the sisters the Lord was choosing. I said, what did you why? What is special? What are you? Why are you? He said, the more I am giving it, amen, the more is coming to me. I said, God, thank you. Praise the name of the Lord. And what am I going to do with 3 houses? I'm not a confessor. I've sold some of them. The one in Ghana, I've sold it to the church there. Praise the name of the Lord. So if pastor come back, come to Ghana, doesn't need to be in a hotel again. Shout hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Yeah. And everywhere you are, if you carry this grace upon your life, in the organization, the difference will be clear. Yeah. By the grace of God, I oversee a region in Lagos. And that's charity region. They call it Chudi. But we turn it to charity. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And to the glory of God, when I was here that time, from that region, we started just a year ago with about 14 branches. That grace was upon us, the favor was upon us, we multiplied to 50 branches. Amen. And by now, we are giving back to 2 regions. Amen. Within a year. Praise the Lord. Amen. Some say, even to pay this, to do that, to do that. I don't know how it comes. Because, you know, you can be good in administration. Amen. You could still be limited. But for a man of prayer and favor, he's a Buddha. Somebody is going to produce his way. To this coming year. Everything that happened, God tell you to accept you. In the name of Jesus. Are you following him? Yes. That was truly what we are saying. Redemption is to be cast away for no reason. When you're talking about favor of God too, it's not because you are extraordinary. It's just because God just gives you favor. And I will call grace for merited favor. Ask the Lord, what did you pray for your salvation? What did he tell you? In my case, I pray nothing. Jesus told it all. I will not look back. People that were very serious were in school. If I don't make chapel pivot, they are not in the Lord now. I don't understand. People like us, maybe because of my wonderful stature, I was very troublesome. Amen. Shout out to people. No matter how tall you are, I will bring you down. Amen. But when you are preaching the gospel, is it by my power? No.
for somebody here. Favor of God that cannot be limited is coming upon you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
What is redemption? Redemption is for the cast of the remaining day. What is redemption? Redemption is to remain on the spot. Why, Junior, when I've been promoted over you, like Esau and Jacob? You know, the issue of Esau and Jacob, I pray I will see God face to face. Amen. He said, Esau can hear it. Jacob, enough. They have not given back to their beloved. Could say because of the sin of Esau? He has not even committed it. The way of God there is, he thought of me. Jacob, I have chosen. Can you lift your two hands and say, Father? Appreciated. The judgment is to do something without recognition, but others do the same and they are recognized. They are applauded. On the moment that Paul shows up in the book of Esther, he did something that was so spectacular, but somebody just kept it aside. Is your fire? Keep it on fire everywhere. Let the earth be fire and the heaven be fire. Or to be pulled. What did I say? He pulled. When he pulled, everything was restored back to him. If I fear God. Man could not sleep. What a man means to lose his right and his speech and his evil. For you to be evil, for you to be fulfilled, let it be so in the name of Jesus. I told you, it's a special meeting. I want you to take it specially. You are going home with an assignment tonight. I want you to cover the assignment as if it's the last you are going to do on earth and begin to expect result.
Amen.
What you think will never happen again this year will take place. In the name of Jesus Christ, I think your case shall become a controversy. Towards the end of the year 2005, I was inside my car and my neighbor, they were arguing. They didn't know, because, you know, I don't know. It was not my first car, but because it was a brand new one, so I now tinted the glasses. They didn't know I was inside. And they were saying everything to my hearing. Say, are you sure? Maybe is this his car? Are you sure? Hey, maybe he has stolen money from the church. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord. So I allowed them to say everything. I just opened the door and came out. They couldn't move. Shout hallelujah. Because they didn't expect a young man and a young pastor to ride a brand new car. Shout hallelujah. Your case has become a controversy. So, you mean, you see that sister, you mean he's pregnant? He's not pregnant. He's pregnant. He's, and you are going to infect them for the name of Jesus. Eventually, this man was appreciated, and you shall be appreciated too in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Rejection is to almost kill yourself for people, and they see it as nothing. What have you done? Beloved, I've seen many things in marriages.
I've seen a situation where a man bought a car for his wife, and the woman would take the car now to her boyfriend and mess up and came back home again. It was in the course of prayer, the woman now confessed, there's no way that man can satisfy him. It is rejection. In the realm of the spirit. And until he prayed. They are enjoying their home now. Their children are in wonderful schools now, even my institution now, to the glory of God. And that wicked spell has been destroyed. Because that is what he was kept. He said, for this purpose. Somebody said, for this purpose. There's a purpose for this meeting. He said, for this purpose, the Son of God was made manifest to destroy the work of the devil. Rejection is the work of the devil. That is the devil. Rejection is to be remembered only for hard labor, but not for benefit. Like Jephthah, area boss work, come and fight again. No, that will not be my Lord. Rejection is not to see necessary support in times of tribulation, like Job. You don't understand what I'm saying? Even his friends, they were philosophers like him. They were intellectuals like him. They were spiritual men like him. The three of them, they were seeing other direction. They rejected him. Who can be close to a man than his wife? Even his wife, he said, that woman is a wicked woman. If she want to get married to somebody else, she know that the moment that woman dies, she is free to go and marry anybody. And Job said, you know, Job is in Nigeria. Praise the Lord. It's an Igbo man. Amen. You don't know. Bible says he's from the east. Shout to the Lord. And he was the richest. The man loved God. Ask for the Lord. You love God. Now, if you love God, go to the book of Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I want you to read it loud. That's what I do. Romans 8, 28. Read it loud and clear than anybody around you. Can I hear you now? Romans 8:28. Who is there? I will know. How many of you know God? What is it? What do you know? Oh my God. I will put all this world together for you. Rejection has prospered your life for some time. It's for a purpose. And the spirit of heaven has come down. Because for everything under the heaven, that's a time. That's a time. God has come even for the end of this year to terminate every cause of the death of your life in the name of Jesus. Rejection is for you to be asked by friend or people and begin to say, do you have people? Do you have? It's meaningful to ask them, who is your pastor? Is are people praying for you? Is there indirectly asking, who is your God? Can you lift your right hand to the heavenly and pray like a man? Can be regretted. Every nation could be regretted. God regretted. to the Ancient of Days. The Bible says, the nation, the people that follow another God, that sorrow shall be multiplied. Because everyone that is not close to God is bound to be carrying sorrow about. Because his present is what? And his present is what? Present forever. If you want to have joy in your life, get close to the owner of joy. His fruit is love, joy, peace, temperance. He has it all. It shall be worth somebody. A church that is following worldliness, that is following things that are God, could be rejected. I saw a revelation I've shared among ministers that scared me and changed my life. I saw many men. I knew some of their faces, some I don't know. Big men in the Lord with their colors. And God told us in that revelation that they have just been promoted to the position of noisemakers. It's not a lying matter, beloved. It's a thing that made me to sweat and to pray, and I'm still praying. I will not get to that level. To be a noisemaker, as far as spiritual things are concerned, is that the heaven is blocked. It can be put, but it's noisemaking. It can be put, but it's noisemaking. That would not be allowed. Why? Heaven has rejected him. So somebody's ministry can be rejected. Somebody keeping bitterness in his heart. Somebody keeping malice in his heart. Somebody sleeping with another woman who is not your wife and you are preaching. The person is a noise maker. And that will not be allowed. Is somebody following? Rejected. The fact that Eli was rejected because not only because the man was not righteous, but he didn't take care of his children. He did not nurture them in the way of the Lord. Right from the altar, they were sleeping with women. Right from the altar, they were doing abominable things. Because of that, God rejected him. Do you know when he had that two of them were there, he himself fell and broke his leg, and that's how he died. He will not die like that. I don't want to. And still be making us around. So many years Israel has been rejected as the king of Israel. God has anointed David, but the two of them are still alive. And physically, Saul was still dethroned. But as heaven is concerned, he has been cut short. His position has been announced. I am praying for somebody here. You will not be a profitable servant. Saying we are not cursed. I am not cursed. The man that saw the nakedness of his father and the young child was cursed was not the black man. It's not the black man. That's the truth. Cursed is not a, it's not a black, it's not a white man, it's a black man. And it was Cush did not see the nakedness. It was Cana. Amen. So don't allow anybody to have a negative mindset concerning your life. No, after all, the black prince is like that. No. I am rising above my roots. I am rising above my roots. If I
Mommy died of diabetes. That is no. Even double polygamy. I shall never be a polygamy. It cannot be a polygamy. That's the truth. You can start another chain of development in your family line. Yes. That's what the Lord brought you to this kind of ministry. That's what the Lord to be single and do not be. That's what the Lord to be married and do not be. You don't have. You don't have time to bust us. I don't know what I'll share with you here. A lady came to me at the headquarters and she knelt down and said, me, I'm not God. I want to confess to you. What have you done? Are you a witch? I wanted to call fire. Thank God I've not called fire. I shall not do it. Hey, it's not in our family. We used to make guests of you. I said, for what? Because I'm too tall like pastor here. Amen. Or am I too fat? He said, no, when you pray, you open your mouth and it's very big. I said, before you say it, I forgive you. Because I'm opening it, it's paying me. I'm telling you the truth. It's very hard, pay me. There is no any border anywhere I've gone in the world. They say, okay, when they are sent to the security, they could share people. When a guy is like, they say, here you go, sir. I said, it's favor of God. Amen. It was sometimes somewhere like that. I don't know what the security man said. He said, he now did something, my whatever, in the form they used to fill. And they said, I should go and see security. When I saw that one, the man was apologizing. He said, this is a complete gentleman. Why wasting his time? This man, the security man, help me, I carry my bag. He said, I'm sorry. Amen. Amen. It is well with me in Jesus' name. Do you know what I told that sister? It's not serious. What is that thing? What concerns somebody is opening his mouth? It's not opening his mouth. That means it's not closing and opening. What I told that girl, after all, I do like that. Shall we want to? Praise the Lord. A man can be rejected. A person can be rejected. That's why you see, somebody will say, I want to sell my house. 5 years, you see, same for sale. Nobody is buying it. He said, what do you do it? You have sold your own. You just have a for 3 years. You have sold your own. Somebody needs to pray. Every form of rejection on your property, let the power of God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. There are two types of rejection. Number one. There could be divine rejection when God rejects, and that will not be our Lord. Because if the enemy still put cause of rejection on somebody, what we do? We run to God. But when God rejects, who will not be our help? Now, that could be human rejection. Rejection like Jacob rejected Reuben. If you go to the book of Genesis chapter 50 towards the end, and when the man was releasing serious prophecy concerning, you know, how the latter days of his children will be. And he picked the first one. You are the light of my life, my strength. I think you will be very happy. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, but I'm not going to exert. But you saw the nakedness of my, because the man slept with the concubine of his father sometimes ago. And that Baba kept it. Human beings are very deep. Even including your parents. Shout hallelujah. He gave him cause. And that's why from the tribe of Reuben, you can never see a king there. You can never see anybody that amount to anything. Abba has caused them. But is anybody here today who can any parental cause? The blood of the mother of Jesus. That is spiritual rejection. Like Saul was rejected as king over Israel. And that could be emotional rejection. That's the last one now. Like Abigail rejected Nabal. They were husband and wife. Amen. But he rejected him. He now ran. She ran to David and married David. Even then, the husband is still alive.
That will not be my lot. I don't know where you. I think that will not be my lot. I want to say that that will not be my lot. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. When your husband or your wife is now preferring somebody to be, you know, his prayer partner, then you need to go and pray. And even the man that is preferring another woman, I say, you see, Sister Susu can pray that my wife, you are in trouble. You are looking for trouble. Amen. Your best prayer partner should be your wife. Amen. If anybody joins you, it should join you. Because that prayer will lead to something that you won't be able to control later. God help somebody here. I mean, it was wonderful. From Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2. God, glorious. I've never seen any brain like that of Adam. He single-handedly gave names to all the creatures. Everything he called them, God will say, yeah, you are good. Go ahead. Lion, go ahead. Tiger, go ahead. Computer, even when they have not created computer at that time. Pray for the name of the Lord. So when you look at the names, you know that there was no duplication. And he never repeated himself. It was too glorious. But the moment sin entered him, he was rejected. He was rejected from the Garden of Eden along with the woman. And in fact, God now brought two cannibals. With a sword. He said, if they come near, cut them. And the sword was just going like this. They can't go there. Anything that will take you away from your place of glory may not come near you. Amen. You will not do it. Amen. You will not do it. In the name of Jesus. Sin. Sin. Sin will seek any destiny. Sin is a cancer. It's flesh. From children to children, from generation to generation. The best thing is to abstain from sin. Flee! It can cause rejection. Number two, envy. Envy. And I'm looking at these two ways. In the life of Jephthah's brother, they were envious of him. And because of that, they put him out. Some of us, we are suffering that now. But there's another way. If you are, you see somebody progressing and you are envious, you don't like the situation, you are looking for trouble of God. I don't know how many houses I went to go and pray for people before the Lord gave me my own. And by the time God did do it, He gave me 3 1 year. Amen. I don't know how many cars I prayed for before the Lord gave me one. And beloved, people that are around me will testify. Anytime somebody says, Pastor, we have gotten a car, we jump up, we blow up. Amen. Amen. You think I'm the owner. At times, especially when I started, when I know how to drive, I will jump in there into the thing and drive it a bit. Shout hallelujah. I say, it's wonderful. Amen. Amen. Instead of you feeling so much, I can pray more than this. You can pray now. You are welcome. I am older than this. You are welcome. It's God that disputes it. He knows and the one you can handle. Now, some of us, if we are better off than this, we may not be in this place. And it's very dangerous. So, God will weigh your heart whether you are still going to be in Him. There are some people who will not give you $2 billion now. That will be the end of Christianity in your life. Are you getting something about that? What is $2 billion to God? It is nothing. God will raise somebody up here. Big thanks. Praise the Lord. Bitterness is a cause of rejection. When you allow bitterness in your life, in fact, the devil likes unhappy people. The witches initiate the unhappy people. When you are far from the top, you are bitter, you are resentful, you are malicious.
The devil will capture the first one very quickly. That's why the Bible keeps on saying, rejoice in the Lord. The joy of the Lord is strength. That means the joy of the Lord is weakness. Everything that can tamper with your joy and tamper with your destiny. Somebody say, I refuse to be resentful. Number four is idolatrous foundation. Idolatry. If you see the Ten Commandments, almost six of them were addressing idolatry. 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 And the major problem in Africa is idolatry. We imported it, we exported it, we found, we created it. But God have mercy on us. Amen. There is no land in all over the world where they are called upon the name of the Lord like Africa now. And I know the glory of the latter end will start from that place. Yeah. It has started already. When you look at the churches around, big, big churches, prospering churches, you know that are being led by Africans. And when you look at the mark of the old world, you know Africa is towards, you know, as if it's a gun, Africa is like a trigger. So we are starting the end time revival. And I'm believing God. Using to battle me in terms of money, in terms of vision, is for that purpose. May you realize it. Look at your head. In the name of Jesus. I remember when I was talking to my late mother. When I first came out to cry, I ran to the village. I said, Mama, you must be born again. Amen. And she won't listen to me. Two, three times I went home. The last time when I got home, I started weeping. He said, "You to do a double the suku. I'm not emotional. Amen. But I just saw beyond that with all this woman has suffered. She will just die like this. I started weeping. My man said, if you can weep, that thing must be serious. He said, today I give my life to Christ. But you know what? He said, the way I brought them to idols, I will bring them to Jesus. And I'm sure maybe she did a little before she died. Praise the name of the Lord. Africa has done so much in occultism, in idolatry. And we have provoked God. We need to make him happy at this latter end. And God will use me, will use you. In the name of Jesus. And the last one is a quiet problem. Like Uzzah's case. Amen. You know what happened to Uzzah? What happened to him? He handled the things of God casually and he became a casualty. That will not be your lot. You see that in the book of Chronicles, if you are not sure, Chronicles chapter 26, verse 16 to 21. He acquired that problem by himself. There are some of the things we are suffering, we brought it upon ourselves. You know, I was at the airport sometimes and two people intellectually, they were talking. He said, in fact, some of the power we ascribe to witchcraft, they don't get it. They don't have it. So look at it, somebody now got drunk. Now begin to now runs into some people and kill about 20 people at the same time. They say it's drinkers of blood, eater of flesh. No. Then if they are saying drinker of blood, he's the drinker. And it is indefinitely in him. There are certain things that will bring upon ourselves. Even when some of us are experiencing incomplete deliverance, it's because of indiscipline at times. There's no amount of prayer you could pray. You come to the boy out on Sunday morning and say, touch me. If we touch him, we slap you. Because we know him, that's the truth. And it's not a laughing issue, beloved. Amen. There's something in discipline. Say, oh Lord, I want husband. I want to be married. You want to be married and you are messing up with your body. Your body is not yours. It's the temple of the Holy Spirit.
diamond thing in your heart. Don't you know that God is more interested in our heart than anything? It shall be what we talk in Jesus' name. I say that what we talk in Jesus' name. What is the word now? Very quickly. Sin must be dealt with. You must not indulge yourself in any form of sin, including sex on food, including pornography, either by the internet or by television. I know a man of God have joined his own queue too. Pray the name of the Lord. He said, when he enters an hotel, because he travels a lot, he said, he will tell the hotelier, can you please take this box away? It's called a television box. Because he has almost run him before. Everything that will become a snare for you. You know, somebody can have no strength in that area. If you know it's for you, take it away. He said, when they are not answering him, he will use to around the thing, pray the name of the Lord. And take it to maybe somewhere, if it's the one they can lift. That's somebody that he knows where he's going. See, he's sick. If you don't seek it, you will seek it. God will help me. Number two, we must angrily deal with envious witchcraft. Some people are not happy that your marriage is intact. They are not happy that you even have children in the baby. So, that's what you see. So, children will see their mother is a witch. And they will neglect them at a very old age. Rejection. I begin to pray prophetic prayer now. Somebody is here. You will not suffer at your old age. Jesus. Amen. Number three. You should by at that time be able to say, I don't have anything against anybody. If it's somebody you can come and tell, come and tell. If you cannot tell it, swallow it and let it go forever. As if that's not happened. I see pray. Acquire problems. Acquire sin must be repented. And must be dealt with. Conscious effort must be made to deal with bad character in our life, bad nature. Because this thing opens doors to the enemies. It's my nature. That is how we are in our family. We are very angry. Don't forget, it was anger that destroyed me. Anger is so bad, great problem. The is the meeting of the problem. It's so bad to fail. Yes, look at the way he died. Unfulfilled. He said it will heal with him. That was the last confession of his life. It will not go in with you in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't like you. And I said it will not go in with you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Father. Sins, our reckless living of the past must be, you know, dealt with in the place of prayer. Your appearances and countenances must be taken care of. Because most of the time, what we call this rejection could be the way, you know, the way you dress. You dress the way you want to be addressed. And that's the truth. Are you what I'm saying? I mean, even when we are not born again and we're in schools, there are some lady we cannot go, we cannot enter, you cannot even come near them. It's SUO. Uma mercy opening. Amen. No. But you cannot see somebody say, I'm available. Sexy. Or they are really sexy. Even if you grab them, now you say, I'm already waiting for you. So you are already giving them confidence to come and whatever do whatever they want to do with you. And beloved, just as you are separate from darkness, like that. Light will be regretting the fellow. Just like the prophets are adapted to lust, to demons, everything will be regretting the fellow. Mind what you wear. Mind where you go. Mind your friends. It shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Someone is a very good illustration for that. He said, blessed is the man that walketh not, that sitteth not, that walketh not, that sitteth not. He doesn't walk with them. He doesn't sit with them. the ungodly. Who are your counselors? You see, some of the things women are expressing their own is a result of the kind of friend they have at times. You see, you need it's like he's taking more than one son with her own husband. He just wants to make it you. Don't take wrong counsel, it shall be well with you in Jesus' name. Finally, you must submit yourself for ministration of deliverance, either on a personal basis or corporate one like the one we are doing tonight. And I know the deliverer will deliver us in Jesus' name. No one suffering under this attack or religion can fulfill his destiny or ministry unless a time of change comes. And this is your time of change. And that will come through the mercy and the grace of God. So you must identify the activity of this spirit consciously or constantly in your life and deal with them. And God, the answerable fire, will deliver us in Jesus' name. All eyes closed. Shall we rise up on our feet first? Let's rise up on our feet. I tell you, it's a very brief moment so that we clear this one out of our way for what the Lord is about to do in our life tomorrow morning in the Sunday service by that name of Jesus Christ. All eyes closed. I don't want to assume if you are here, you have not given your life to Christ. You are not born again. That's the first thing that need to happen in your life, because the final and the entire is for those who do not have this Jesus in their life as their Lord and their Savior. Bible says they are already condemned, they are already rejected from this world. That will not be your Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. So if you are, you have not one day publicly confessed him as your Lord and Savior, when all of us are close, now just lift your right hand up to him as we pray together. I want to be born again. I want Jesus in my life. Not done so. I'm waiting for those people. I've not been born again. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. In that case, I want us to pray together. I want to believe all of us. We have one way or the other given our life to Christ. And I pray that we shall make it to the end in Jesus' name. Amen. The name, the name of Jesus is great. If it's the last thing we are doing, if you lose your voice and you get out of this thing we call rejection, whatever that is struggling for, you just get it, you know, as if you have not even lifted your finger. Thank you, Father. You see your way be open more than never before. Thank you, Father. Sure, what I'm saying, lift your hands to me and pray like this. Holy Ghost fire! Can you tell people that? Fire problem! If you have ever to suffer, Holy Ghost fire! Fire problem! Fire problem! Holy Ghost fire! Follow Protestant! Follow Protestant! Follow Protestant! Follow Protestant!
will pray. Thank you, Father. That was the glory that even Jacob brought to this world. But that glory was rejecting Jacob, was rejecting him until he prayed through, until that name changed. Can you lay those two hands on your head now? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to cry out this very prayer point more than anybody around you. Because most of them, they were done even unconsciously. Jesus.
Stronger than the devil, I want to put you.
We are touching some areas, beloved. Some spirits are getting agitated now. And whether they like it or not, we are coming out. Yes. Yes. So many things are happening at the same time.
If you read your Bible very well, you will discover that it was the final thing that God applied blood against the Egyptians. And it's the final blood of Israel. And then you apply the blood of Jesus. The Bible tells you that King Him, the blood by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of the testimony. Because you do not know the life to death. And you have to call upon the Lord. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved, shall be delivered. You know what the righteous do? Yes. The righteous are the one that does. Every computer born of the
devil. Every computer born of the devil.
I don't know what that's saying. You know what that's saying. The enemy has found that there is no solution. Because the computer born of darkness.
Final one. Listen, beloved. When you get home tonight, bring your anointed oil. Amen?
Amen.
And call the blood of Jesus to it. 40 times. How many times?
40 times.
Then anoint your body from the head to the toe. Before you sleep. Let it be the last thing. And this is only singular prayer you are going to pray. Every oppressor and suppressor. Release me. That's the prayer. That's the prayer tonight. Amen. I want us to pray this too very quickly. And that's the last one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Lay your hand on your belly button now. Thank you, Jesus. Anything now? Let's keep quiet. Oh yes. Let the yoke breaking power in the blood of Jesus and the fire. Go to your root now. Go to your foundation now. Go to where you are living and where you are working now. Go to where you are coming from now. Tonight, Lord, begin to carry out special deliverance in the life of your people. Follow them up today, tonight. Even in their dream, let there be surgical operations. You will not carry any evil load to this coming year in the Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. Still retain your hand or your belly button and pray the final one like this. If you are born in Texas, yeah, thank God for your life. If you are from Europe, mention Europe. But mention your place of birth now. Some of you that have been dreaming of going back to that place all the way from Europe. Is about to break now. The louder you shout, the better the leverage. I'm talking of the prayer point. The louder you shout this prayer point, the better for you. Spirit of leverage, the better the leverage for you. Spirit of carry out this prophetic action. Bring out your offering now. It's a special program. Bring a special offering out at the same time and lift it up to the Lord. I told you the opposite of rejection is what? Favor. It's not just acceptance.